Dream Station number 57.
Time once again for the DreamStation.cc video game show with your host, Chris Palladino. Also featuring this week, Keith.
Because he was a really stupid man.
Bob.
No one else wants it. Screw them.
Phil.
Yeah, it was nice seeing you. Later.
And Tom as MC Fragalot.
Yeah, I didn't even think of anything funny to say. I'm sorry.
Welcome, children, to Story Time with Keith Palladino.
We had a PlayStation in the bathroom at college. Someone did get electrocuted, but they didn't die. All of us had a PlayStation going into the college year. No one left with a PlayStation, and we even bought an extra one. First time though it broke was the shelf collapsed because we were wrestling in the living room, and it just fell and broke. The second one went down because the guy Mark was taking a bath and pulled it into the tub with him.
Wow.
Yeah, it like fried and shorted and electrocuted him, but it was just a PlayStation, so nothing really bad happened. He was just like, I just shocked myself. If the TV fell in here, I'd be dead. We kind of said, dude, you just broke our PlayStation.
But I almost died. You broke our PlayStation, you son of a bitch.
Another one, we don't know who or anything like that, but it was filled with vomit. We don't know what happened. We had a party one day, and the next day, someone opened the PlayStation 1 and puked on it.
Ivan said he lost his PS1. He had a party one night, and just the PlayStation 1 didn't work the next day, so he sent it into the company for a warranty, and they sent it back to him with a picture of the inside of the board and a big brown sticky ring all around it and said, this is not covered under warranty. This is liquid damage. Somebody had spilled their beer inside the PlayStation and just walked away.
Yeah. Another one was where it just, you didn't want to touch the controllers, basically. So we kind of hung it up after that.
Ugh.
We just kind of said, you know what, this whole video game thing in the bathroom was good in theory, but needless to say, it was just never bad. And that, and every time you had to take a piss, the last guy was still sitting in there trying to finish a level. If we never actually played any short games, the games we had in there, you know, were like football, and you'd sit in there until you were done with the whole game. So people would be like, dude, I really gotta shit. Yeah, one minute.
Next topic.
Hello, it's Tuesday, May 30th, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I am your host, Chris, and this is show number 57. Check out our website, www.dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, our podcast feed, and our downloadable show archive. If you want to send us an email, including audio snippets, you can send them to videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. Today, we will be talking about the following topics. What we're playing, Xbox 360 stuff. The Nintendo Wii will cost $250.
Formerly known as Revolution.
Formerly known as Go.
That will be known as $250. The Nintendo DS review of Brain Age. No pre-owned games on the Sony PlayStation 3. HDMI on the cheap version of the PS3. Kurt Schilling is killing people.
With love.
Our forum question and our mailbag.
Mailbag.
You out of breath there?
I was finishing my drink.
I thought I had more time to take that last sip. So thanks again for tuning into our show. The show is a day late because of Memorial Day. Okay, then the new Mario Brothers game for the DS came out, and it's crushing all kinds of numbers in Japan, like 400,000 sold in the first day or something crazy. This weekend, I've got a chance to play it. I guess everybody loves it, and they think it's so great. To me, it's the same game. I only played it about 30 minutes, but I'm not going to run out and buy it. It's Mario. You hop on mushrooms, you break blocks with your head, whatever. Still in housekeeping here, the Infinium Labs, maker of the Phantom game console. I guess you're not technically a maker of the
game console. Say the non-maker of the game console.
Well, they have the intent of making a game console one day.
Either way, they're changing their name to Phantom Entertainment because it more accurately depicts their long-term strategic goals. That's actually the reason.
How much more long-term can they get? It's already been 5 years.
Oh, you just laugh, but their launch title is going to be like Duke Nukem Forever and Team Fortress 2.
If I don't mention this, I'll get emails about it. CNN reported that playing 30 minutes of Super Monkey Ball will make surgeons have less mistakes in surgery. So Monkey Ball, if you play Monkey Ball and you're a surgeon, you'll have less mistakes and your surgery will be quicker. They tested this on LASIK surgery, where I guess if you do horribly bad, the worst that could happen is the dude won't be able to see.
That's not the first time I heard that. When my brother-in-law was doing the last part of his internship, all the old doctors hated the young kids because they're really, really good at using this orthoscopic cameras and the really thin needles that you have to manipulate with like a controller that looks exactly like something off of a PlayStation. They'd walk up, just start playing with it, and be like, all right, yeah, that was easy. And like the old guys can't do it. They get really upset.
New at Dream Station. So we still have nothing new at Dream Station because I switched jobs and it's been very hectic. We have all our E3 stuff up. There's pictures and all that goodness. And hopefully within the next week here, I'll be able to do some of my back reviews. And I know some of the other guys on these sites. So let's move on to...
You're doing back reviews? Well, I see Bob has a very nice back. Nice developed deltoids.
Oh, God.
Next topic.
So what are we playing? The top three most played games in the last 7 days. For me, this would be City of Villains for the PC, Brain Age for the DS, and Major League Baseball 2K6 for the 360. Phil, are you loud enough to answer this question?
I hope so.
Nope, no, not at all. Nope. Certainly not.
Command & Conquer the First Decade, which has like 6 games in it, so that counts as my 3.
So you're already 3 over.
Yeah.
The Warriors, Dynasty Warriors 5, and City of Villains, probably.
I've only played 1, and you know damn well what one I've played.
City of Villains.
Next topic.
Into our first topic here, Xbox 360 stuff. This was all going to be in housekeeping, but then it became too big and it turned housekeeping into the Xbox 360 show. It's been rumored that the much-hyped Halo 3 is in daily multiplayer testing. It's actually running. This was from Bungie's website. Go ahead and berate Halo now, because
no.
I was going to move on to the next thing.
No. Don't care.
Don't care. Doesn't matter. Halo 3, whatever. Tested. Very nice. Project Gotham 3 has new cars, some sort of brand that I care not to mention. It doesn't matter. It's free. Go get it. There's some competition that you can use the new cars in the competition, and when you win, you get some sort of new gamer picture, which is a kind of a cool idea where you actually achieve pictures through actual gameplay rather than just, you know, unlocking achievements and getting a couple gamer. Oh, what else do we have about the 360? The outfit and Burnout Revenge are now $40. I would go ahead and stay away from the outfit because it's not very good, and I would only get Burnout if you don't already own it. Otherwise, wait until it's like $19.99. I guess there's some more demos out online. I haven't gotten any of the demos because of the lack of background downloading. Basically means I gotta wait for some 500 meg demo to download before I can download the next 500 meg demo. So it's not really worth my while. Speaking of Xbox Live, however, they do have a bunch of new stuff coming in a live update that will be happening soon is the release date. You can download in the background with a resumable queue being the biggest improvement so that you can queue up like 6 downloads. Pause your download when you go online so that it won't interrupt your gameplay. And then if you log off, when you come back, it'll continue where it left off. They're also going to recategorize the downloadable content into different categories so it's easier to find stuff. I know for me it was a pain in the rear end because it labeled like new downloads. They've been new since last November, so it's time. And that's it. That's the Xbox 360 stuff.
Next topic.
The Nintendo Wii will cost $250.
The what?
The Nintendo Wii.
The what?
Yeah.
I don't respond to that name.
Yeah, I'm not acknowledging that
name
anymore.
The Revolution. The formerly Revolution, whatever.
There you go.
They announced the official price in the United States for the system will not be over $250, which means it will be $250. The rumored launch date is October, and my personal opinion is that I think $250 is not out of the realm of possibility, although I personally feel that $200 is a sweet spot for mass consumption. You guys all, some of you said it was going to be like $300, so is this fine then with you?
I didn't think this was going to be a surprise because the $250 price point was floating around the internet for a couple months now. The only group that threw us off was someone from Sega came out and said, oh, we have inside information that Nintendo is going to price this thing below $200. So I don't know if that meant $199 or...
I think if they go over $250, it's not really justified because for $300 you can get yourself an Xbox 360, which actually does high def, and you get basically better hardware.
You get a GIMP 360, though.
Shigeru Miyamoto, that's one of the uppity-uppity-uppities at Nintendo, said that the PlayStation 3's copy of the Wiimote motion sensor was flattering, but nothing to worry about. He also went on to say that it's the same old game with a shiny new set of graphics when he was referring to the 360 and the PlayStation 3, whereas the console formerly known as the Revolution will be an actual revolution in gaming. So I like Nintendo, but don't talk to me about the same old game with shiny new graphics when you just released like Tetris and Super Mario on the DS. You know, you have no room to talk. Oh, what else? Oh, he was asked about the name revolution. Miyamoto said that, yes, the name was actually pretty accurate in what they were trying to do with the system. It was too threatening for non-gamers. Therefore, they changed the name to the Wii.
The big mushrooms and sunshine is just too much.
I'm overwhelmed.
Next topic.
Nintendo DS review of Brain Age. The whole concept of this is that your brain is, as you use it, it gets more in shape, kind of like a muscle in your body. So the best fit that your brain could be is the age 20. So what you do is you use your brain every single day with these little training tips inside of it, where it'll say, like, add these 20 numbers up and then write the little answer down with the stylus. Or it'll have, here's a triangle, you know, add the numbers up sideways and put the number at the very end. Most of them can be done in under a couple minutes. There is one that has like memorization where you have like 2 or 3 minutes to memorize, I want to say 20 or 30 words, and then you write down the words.
Except it won't recognize any of the letters you're writing, so you only actually get like 2 words.
Yeah, when you have to say the colors, you have to say them with an Asian accent.
It has the word, and it's written in a special colored font, so the word will be yellow, and it'll be in a red font. So you have to say red, and it does that. And it's trying to calculate your brain age to tell you how fit you are. And it keeps little graphs, and sometimes it'll ask you, like, what did you have for breakfast today? And then a week later, it'll say, what did you have for breakfast last week? I thought it was pretty cool. The biggest draw for me was that it had Sudoku in it. It has 100 puzzles. It's not truly random Sudoku that, you know, they're going to probably release later, but I thought it was worth the $20. I don't think it's something that you're going to run around and play every single day, although the training, you can usually do that while you're on the pot. But it's a cool game, a typical DS fashion that you can show to your friends, and they're like, hey, that's kind of cool. And then they'll put it down after 30 seconds and be like, all right.
Like what I did.
Right.
All right, yeah, you can write stuff. And some Japanese doctor yells at me with very polygon, unshaded face.
Yeah, the voice recognition isn't good enough, I think.
That's because you talk too quiet.
Next topic.
Our next topic is that HDMI on the cheap PlayStation 3. I guess I use the term cheap very loosely. The deal is that Hollywood Studios signed this anti-piracy thing called the Image Constraint Token, the ICT for short. This will downgrade high-definition channel signals, so 1080p signals and 1080i signals. I guess it will downgrade them on high-definition media down to 540. The only way to get around this downsampling of the signal on Blu-ray and HD DVD movies is to use an HDMI port. That's that whole thing we were talking about last week that the cheap PlayStation 3 doesn't have. Supposedly, the studio said they aren't going to start enforcing this ICT thing until the year like 2012 or later. They haven't given an actual date.
I didn't understand what you're talking about. Well, everything that comes out of the HDMI port, you're saying, is going to be downsampled. Is that right?
Hollywood wants it all downsampled unless it's an HDMI port. So if you just have your regular RCA jack cables, which don't do the super high definition anyways, there's all kinds of different cables.
So I'm getting what, 520 if I'm using those cables?
You're getting, if you use component video cables, that's the yellow and the blue and the red or whatever they are, that'll give you 540 if Hollywood has its way.
So that means if I put my Blu-ray, if I get a movie on a Blu-ray disc and I have the cheaper PS3, then I'm only going to see that movie in 540.
If Hollywood has their way, that's correct.
Okay. So how can I see it at 1080?
What Hollywood is saying is, we're not going to enforce this law. This is kind of something they're trying to push forward just to fight piracy. They're saying, we're not going to enforce this until 5 years down the road at the earliest. So basically, you get off for now. You can get your high-definition content through your regular cables for now. We'll enforce that down the road because it's enforced on the DVDs.
Can you even really get high-definition content off your standard cables?
Yeah, I mean, my Xbox cables are component and they do 1080.
Oh, do they? Oh, okay. See, that's what I thought. You made it sound like if you have component cables, you just are incapable of getting 1080.
Okay, so if you're using component... See, I'm trying to understand this. So if you're using component cables, what they're worried about is that you're going to have a device in between the television and your PS3 that's going to be siphoning off that signal and recording it?
Right. It's going to be some special... And I don't know all the super details of it. There's kind of too techie for my taste, but...
It'll be hacked within a year of it coming out anyway. So
well, the point I'm trying to get to is that essentially what they're doing is we're going to punish all of our customers.
Yes.
Because of pirates.
Yes.
That you would be an honest person, you could buy all of your movies legitimately, and we're going to nail you because we're going to downsample all of your movies to 540.
Yes.
Okay.
And it also screams to Toshiba and all these other DVD makers that, hey, if you don't have HDMI in your DVD players, you have 5 years, and then you're going to have to go and make all your consumers buy new DVD players.
Oh, so if you would buy a Blu-ray Is this also for HD DVD?
HD DVD and Blu-ray, yes, sir.
Okay, so if you buy a next-generation DVD player, you may only get 5 years of life out of it, is what you're saying.
If you don't have an HDMI port, yes. What's interesting is that Microsoft has this HD DVD player coming out supposedly for this Christmas season. It's going to be high-definition DVD, and it's going to plug into your Xbox. Well, the Xbox 360 doesn't have an HDMI port to go out. It handles 1080i just fine, but I'm curious how this is all going to come into play when you have high-definition DVDs, and they're making these laws that say it's going to downsample unless you're using an HDMI port. It's stuff to think about.
This will never happen, especially like you said, that all of these electronic companies are going to have to start installing these in all of their DVD or all of their HD DVD players, and they're going to incur that much cost. I mean, you know, Hollywood doesn't make nearly as much money as some of these electronics companies do, especially if Microsoft doesn't want to do it. Microsoft does whatever the hell it wants.
I know they're going to incur this cost of implementing this system for, like, they'll get 6 months of protection out of it until someone, you know, some Norwegian 16-year-old comes up with
a
workaround.
Well, and the other thing is that Hollywood is the big push
for
this.
No one else wants it.
There's a whole world outside of California. I mean, what's...
Yeah, but you know,
exactly,
but Hollywood does a very good
German
job buying
politicians. What about Russian? What about...
They have the governor of California, after all.
Not for long.
But even if they do, that's the United States. That's going to be the United States standard. Now, even if the United States is the world's biggest movie creation studio, which I don't know if that's the case, what about all the Japanese movies? Do they have to follow the same thing? Do they have these same laws?
So
I don't know how
this
is all going to go down.
That's my guess. In 2012, when we're still on the air.
I wanted to... Yeah.
Woo, that's a good one.
In 2012, when we're still on the air.
Woo, that's a good one.
Good times.
So it's essentially is what you're telling me, is that we can't count on our next generation consoles to be our media centers. Like, if you had a PS2, you know you're going to be able to play your DVD collection on it. And that got you through all these years. But if you get a PS3, you might not be able to use that PS3 as your media center. Is that what you're saying?
Sony will tell you that's incorrect. Sony will tell you it is a whole media center. But even like when you mentioned the PS2, see, here's the thing with the PS2. The PS2 didn't play all the DVDs either. The PS2 played most DVDs, but if you had like CDR plus or minus or whatever, I mean, it gets very complicated very quickly, but you couldn't just like copy a movie on the wrong media and stick it in your Sony and let it work. I have a friend who gave me some movies that he made them on his own DVD player. Normal content and everything of him, you know, his home movies or whatever, they don't run on the PlayStation 2. They run on the 360, but they don't run on the PlayStation 2s.
Now, also, I think to muddy the waters even further, you're going to have some distributors releasing their movies as Blu-ray discs, and you have some releasing them as HD DVD discs, right? Okay, so in that respect, it's going to be
VHS
Sony
Betamax and Beta
all over again.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a question. Maybe you know the answer, Chris. So if I'm Sony, and Sony distributes, like, Spider-Man, right? So now I'll only be able to buy Spider-Man as Blu-ray. I'm not going to be able to buy Spider-Man as HD DVD.
Unless somebody pays Sony a bunch of money and they allow it, which they probably won't do because they want their Blu-ray format to succeed. There are movie studios on both sides of the fence. It's the only, yes, the people that are going to get hurt by all of this is us as the consumers because...
Oh, and I'll go to the young kids that listen to our show that weren't in the early days of VCRs. They're going to experience it. Congratulations, kids.
Aw, they're all growing up so fast.
No, they didn't have to worry about any of that. Yeah, and you're going to go out and you're going to spend $600 on a machine and it's going to play 5 movies because your format's going to fail and now you're hosed. All right, I think we've beaten the HDMI to death, probably much more informative than anybody ever wanted, so.
Next topic.
So, next topic would be that Curt Schilling is killing people. From June 5th till the 7th, Boston Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling will be online in EverQuest 2. If you challenge him and beat him, Sony will donate money to his Lou Gehrig's Disease Foundation. Now, for those of you not in the States, Curt Schilling is a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. He actually plays EverQuest 2 quite a bit.
Really? He's one of the 3 people that still do?
Yeah, all 4 of them. If you challenge him and beat him, Sony will donate money. $5 per person that beats him to the Lou Gehrig Disease Foundation.
I mean, what if he really owns, man? And just like, yeah, noob, yeah, noob.
Right.
Just starts like adding people down.
Right.
Lou Gehrig Disease ain't getting nothing. You ain't getting nothing.
I know, Sony was actually concerned they'd just drop him a check. Instead, this is this promotion, and they're kind of using Lou Gehrig's disease to promote EverQuest 2. How sad is that?
We're going to get emails like, dude, you guys rip on Sony all the time.
I know, we've become, well, this whole month, the whole entire internet's been ripping on Sony, so it's just been open season.
Yeah, we're just following suit.
Yeah.
Next topic.
Forum question. DreamStation.cc general forums link would be on your left-hand side. The current poll, care of Major Clinton Boyt. Where do you do most of your gaming? At home, at work in the living area, at home in a secluded area, like your basement or upstairs in a separate room, at school, like if you live at college, and on the potty. So 51% said at home in a secluded spot, like the basements or an upstairs room, your own little computer area. 41% said at home in the living area with, you know, the big TV that mom and dad are trying to watch. A mere 8% said on the toilet. 0% said at work. 0% said at school. So we have no college age listeners at all. Nobody is on college campuses.
Well, they probably meant when you said in school, they thought you meant literally sitting in class with a Game Boy playing.
He said,
yes, but our listeners are stupid. They keep listening to us.
Next topic.
All right, let's do the mailbag.
Mailbag.
Hey, Dream Station. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I want to congratulate you guys on the first year of your awesome show. I'm a contributor to another podcast that just celebrated its one-year anniversary as well, Broadcast Gamer. And I highly encourage all of your listeners to check it out sometime. So keep the excellent work for many years to come, and please, please make more Bill Cosby voices and bring back the Dean Cain references. Sincerely, Captain Rockenspiel.
Dan from IStillPlayGames.com. Hello, guys. I've been listening to the show for a while, and the show is great. You obviously haven't.
You sure it's our show?
Yeah.
If you ever have a greatest hits show, I think the best show ever was the first time you talked about the hot coffee topic when I had me rolling on the floor. If I can find the episode number, I'll let you know. Anyways, congrats on 1 year and keep up the good work.
And sure if you find it, let us know. I know. You know what we need? We need like a wiki. Like, so after someone listens to the show, they can go to the wiki and then type up what we talked about. That way we can always refer back to it.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Start a wiki.
Next topic.
DreamStation.cc for news, reviews, interviews, forums, and our podcast downloadable show archive feed thing. Check out our email or just send it to us, one of the two. Videogameshow@DreamStation.cc. That was it. That was a show. That was show 57.
When were you eating these? When were you eating the Funyuns? We have spiders down here, Chris.
Board is done, jowling down with a Funyun. Just beware, don't jump from there. Red bright eyes will start to stare, creeping out from the concrete layer. Spider shirt is dust in hair. Armies marching like they play, drawn to the sights of an undying wave. No escape for those with homes, brightly right from their homes. Munching quest for dinner and lunch, a mystic quest for the alien punch. Feed, briefly, Funyuns by the need.
All you hear is Heather in the background going, Chris, there's Funyuns and spiders. Why are there Funyuns and spiders?
Whoa, what the hell was that?
Okay.
Who's doing what?
Who's unzipping their microphone?
I sneezed, so I shut off
You know what? You know what? Let me close the door to this room. Because my roommate's ripping apart the porch.
Okay.
All right, one sec. Keep talking. Don't mind me.
Okay.
We don't.
Never have.